Welcome to Curating Boise, the podcast that celebrates the hustlers and the shakers, the ones that took the short route of being their own creative boss right away, or the ones that left their corporate jobs like me, your host, Catherine Wojcik. Hey, welcome to Curating Boise. It has been a minute.
It's been a while.
Since I've been on here. Travis from Speak Boise was just telling me it's been since September. That's a long time. And I knew it. I knew in my head it's been months. I didn't just realize like that long.
Well, months in this last few years feel like years in and of themselves.
You know? For sure.
Long months.
Yeah. So today I've got my good pal, Jay Smith, with me. I'm so excited to have him here.
I'm glad to be back. It's been even longer for me, I think.
Yeah.
Summer.
You have time constraints, which I totally respect. You've got youngins at home that require your time. I do not. And so I usually pick that like 4 o'clock slot. And I think the reason for the 4 o'clock slot, to be honest, was since we'll be dabbling with beer or bourbon or wine, it's 4 o'clock seems like a
doable
time. You
can justify a little bit better.
I'm cracking a midday, actually doing a 10 barrel blood orange vodka soda.
I've got a Moscow Mule from 10 barrel here.
Nice.
Pretty nice.
So we were at 10 barrel right before this, and we were hanging out with our good pal, Eric Bell. Just shooting the shit, right? Just talking about things.
Good afternoon lunch, just kind of relaxing, talking about.
He was smart. He didn't eat. We did.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel
that's why those stairs were so hard coming up here.
For sure. Man, we did the stairs coming up here to do the podcast. Brutal.
Yeah.
I was a little huffed.
Yeah, I'm out of breath.
Yeah, sure. I will not be making a New Year's resolution to remedy that in any form. I just do not do those. Now, that being said, hey, thank you everyone for hopefully you're still hanging on with me here at Curating Boise. I think that, you know, I've had some really good podcasts over the last year. I wouldn't even say a hiatus because I didn't even realize that I was actually off the air like that long.
I feel like everything kind of slows down in the winter here. Everybody kind of hibernates a little bit.
Well, and I think you just kind of like take charge of like your own time.
Kind of see what you've been through the last year.
Yeah. So I think this was, I got motivated. I, you know, follow, of course, Speak Boise on Facebook and Instagram. And I'm always motivated by all the things that they put out there for us podcasters to do. And it's always a good constant reminder to me that I need to like up my game. So.
And this is a really cool new space for Speak Boise too. They have
it is.
Really
I think
nice
I've done, I did three podcasts here when our buddy Francis was in town.
Yep, Francis.
I had Francis up here, and I had Peter Lavera.
Oh, my boy Peter.
Peter is so good.
He's amazing.
And then I think I did another one, but maybe not. Maybe I'm just tricking myself.
Yeah, you did quite a few there when I couldn't make it.
Yeah.
And, I'm really happy to be back. And
yeah, I'm happy to have you sitting across from me. One, you have a good podcasting voice.
Oh, thanks.
You do. You really do. And I like shooting the shit with you. I like, we always have stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, going from 2020 into 2021, and then now here we are 2022.
Yeah, it was a whirlwind.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So it felt like an eternity and in a blink of an eye. Weird.
So I think how I want to kind of like move this podcast, because I've got some great people lined up for the next following weeks, some that you'll be able to sit in on.
Yeah.
I think there might be one that I had to schedule in the later part of the afternoon, so you won't be able to do that one with me. But I try to hook people that are maybe don't have storefronts, but they have businesses that I feel do curate Boise, like my pal Will.
Oh, yeah.
Flowers at Will. I've got my friend Lindsay, who has some of her stuff in Vervain, which is in Garden City.
Mm-hmm.
I think is it called Roots?
Yeah, the market.
Roots? Yeah.
Yeah. Zero waste
so,
market.
So, yeah, Vervain is inside Roots, and Lindsay's a part of that. So I've got her coming on, and then Will. Of course, I'll get Eric Bell back on. So all of you people who love to hear my podcasts about picking and junking and all things dirty.
Yeah.
I'll get Eric back on here because, you know, he's got some, he's actually, his space has grown. It's amazing. It's gorgeous. Love hanging out there. And then he's got some new news, which I don't want to spill the beans completely, but I feel like by the time this podcast is out, the news
he's
will be
out.
He's
got things in the works. He's we'll got let
some
him
good
kind
things.
Of
yeah, he's got some good things in the yeah. works. And I'm always happy to support anything that any of my pals are doing. Yeah. So for sure. Agreed. I already gave Jay a list of things to do for me for my show. So
yeah, 2022 is busy already.
Yeah.
Which I like. I like yeah. to be busy.
Yeah. So for Jay's work for me with my two businesses, Savory and Sweet, not much for that other than Jay always gives me a helping hand on that. But for Salvage Sisters and Son, which is a vintage goods shop, I'm going to have Jay revamp.
Do some logo work
logo
for
work
you.
Logo work for me, yeah.
Interior signage and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's time for a switch up. I mean, Salvage Sisters and Son is, we've been, Chaz and I have been junking now, I was telling you, since 2012.
Okay.
It might have even been like 2010, but 2012, I'll say solidly, where we were, you know, doing flea markets and, you know, doing all that kind of stuff together. So I think it's time. You know, sometimes you just need a, it's 10 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So time to cycle through.
Refresh
and
a little bit.
Refresh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Plus, I want to get some things kind of in the shop that, some takeaways that people can grab.
Yeah.
And I'm not digging that rectangle. So,
well, one thing that you did this last year, which was pretty cool, I thought, is you expanded your shop and kind of brought them both
totally together.
I
don't even think I talked about that on here yet.
Man, yeah, that, I mean, that feels like it was a long time ago. But
it does. Well, you were instrumental in that.
I did some demolition work for you. I
for
broke
sure.
down a wall, which I'm really good at breaking things, so that was nice and easy.
Oh my gosh, I will never forget when I walked it. So, Salvage Sisters and Son was, of course, 1767. The space next to Salvage Sisters and Son is 1773. My friend Lydia, owner of Zeppelin Balloons,
yep.
had that space. And she wanted to expand into something bigger. So I told her, hey, if you're leaving, let me know so I could chat with the owner about taking over that space. But the caveat of that was being able to merge the two,
yeah.
right? Like open it up. So I told Jay about that. And I said, hey, do you think you can do this like demo work? Because my husband wasn't in town yet. And I don't know. I think Ed would have still done a stellar job breaking down the wall. But we're not as young as Jay. So Jay has, I think, more of the ability to do it without like hurting his back.
I'm just
so
glad
much.
I didn't bring the whole building down, to be honest.
Well, so. Because I was only thinking of doing like maybe like a little bit larger than a doorway.
Yeah.
And I walk in.
Yeah.
And there's Jay, and literally, it's probably that space right there. So what is that?
It's like almost a whole wall.
Eight feet?
Oh, it's probably like 15.
Oh, yeah. Gone. And there's Jay just standing there like, look. And I'm like,
but look what you've done with it. That's pretty cool. I mean, now you've got
so nice.
Salvage Sisters and Sons and Savory and Sweet right there in the same room, basically.
Yep,
and you can,
they're one good yeah. flow. And
you've got a one-stop shop for everything.
It's really nice. I really, really am enjoying that. The other space on the other side has good things coming in there. I think the whole entire block of Broadway now yeah. is, it's so bitchin'. It's so good.
Yeah, there's some changes really, really coming good. To Broadway that will be exciting.
Yeah.
I think that the next year or two on that block of Broadway, it's a historic block too. It's been there for a long time.
It has, yeah. It's called the Historical Block of Broadway. If you happen to be like, in Albertsons or even Fred Meyer, they have those little rounders of those little booklets.
Mm, yeah.
Like the North End. I think there might be one for the
history
bench.
History of.
Yeah, yeah, South Boise. So if you grab up the South Boise book, you'll see where it specifically talks about Eric's building,
yep.
where he and Knucklehead's Barber
yep.
shop is in. That right there, the Oddfellows building, talks about that. But it also talks about, you know, that historical block of Broadway and the cute little canal that we have in back where the logs would travel down.
Yeah.
So it was like really good history. But anyway, I mean, I think I, you know, also wanted to talk about like recapping 2021, kind of like what we did and where we're heading to. And for you, Jay, that was a big year for you. You had a decision. I mean, I remember bringing you on.
Yeah.
You were talking about.
I think the last time I was on, I was still working the full-time job.
Were you?
Maybe, probably.
I think you may have just left.
I think you were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Travis.
I think I was.
In.
I was working. Yeah. I was working the normal full time job.
I think. I think your first appearance, you had the job, and then your next appearance, it was right after you left the job.
Yeah. Was he drinking heavily because he had left that job?
I tried to moderate it a little bit. You know, I try to keep it under wraps, but. You know, it's crazy. It has been a big year. I've kind of started my own business a little bit, doing hand painted signs. And
what's the name of your biz?
Well, I don't.
Just say what it is now, and then you can always change it.
I just go by hand painted signs. But love it. My Instagram is painted.j on Instagram.
Give him a follow.
Yeah, give me a follow. And if you have a small business here in Boise, I love working with small businesses. I was telling you the other day.
Yeah.
You know, one of my biggest pleasures is driving down the street and seeing something I painted on a building and just being like, yeah, I contributed to making this, you know, kind of a cooler place or a better
looking
place.
Absolutely. And I think some of your, well, I think the work that you've done for myself and for our pal Eric is amazing.
Oh, shucks.
It really is. I mean, I don't know. Chaz is always like, how many signs do you guys need painted by Jay? Well, a lot.
Not enough. Let's
keep
going.
Come on, Chaz. Stay out of it.
Keep going. What do you need, Chaz?
Jeez, Chaz.
Yeah, I'll come down to L.A.
Yeah, beat you up. But I also love the work that you did at the Roosevelt.
Yeah, the Roosevelt and the 1918 Lounge.
Barclay
and Hill. That was, yes. Yeah. And got a lot more coming up this year. This already shaping up to be a pretty
busy
year.
There's another place that you did, another eatery bar place on State, right?
Oh, the Fireside Inn. Yeah. I just did some new menu boards for them. I like doing menu boards and interior signage just as much as I like doing the outside stuff. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's stuff that, you know, you don't necessarily look at or pay attention to, but
yeah,
that, it makes a big difference.
And I don't know how many of my like listeners on my podcast listen because it's salvage, you know, I talk about Salvage Sister and Son Savory and Sweet. So if I think if there's anyone out there that's hooked on to me because of Savory and Sweet, then you would know more about Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Zeppelin on Vista Avenue.
Yeah.
That was
She's got a brand new building. I just did the logo on the front of her building and some other signage.
Okay, that
for
was
her.
Big, though. That's like
that was a big
huge.
One. Yeah. Yeah. And it's a great building. I mean, that's like a art
that
deco
mid-century
style.
Modern kind of art deco-y thing.
It's great. Yeah. Just up the road, I'm going to be working with some new clients that are opening up a beer and wine shop.
Oh.
On Overland and Vista.
Wait, you didn't tell. How did I
miss
this?
Well, we'll talk more about it later. It's because it's still kind of in the
Overland
works.
Overland and Vista.
Yeah, there's going to be a new kind of, I don't want to spoil anything
is it,
for
is
them.
Is it by the Alpen House?
You know where the Hoppy building is?
The who?
It's a two-story Hoppy building. It's a two-story building right there pretty much on the corner. It's a historic building as well.
No, I don't.
But they're Hoppy. Opening up a beer and wine shop. Shit. And a little speakeasy. They're going to have events in there.
Oh.
They're going to have, I went in there the other day to meet with them and kind of talk about what they had in mind and what they're going to be building out. And
I feel a little jealous about that.
Oh, we'll go. Don't worry.
Okay.
When they're open, we'll go.
Okay.
And all the
that
signage
sounds
will be
great.
By yours truly. And
wow. Yeah. See, that's great, Jay.
Yeah.
You left your job. And so we, you know, because we've talked a lot about that on this podcast because curating Boise is, when I decided I wanted to do this podcast about curating Boise, it was supposed to be about the people, the movers, the shakers, the people that like left their corporate jobs or a job to pursue.
Like you did.
Yeah, like me. And we had that episode where you kind of like interviewed me. But, you know, like leaving their jobs to in pursuit of what their true passion was.
I got to say big props to anybody out there who does that because that is
not
the
easy.
Scariest thing to do.
For sure. You
know, it's terrifying.
But don't you think because of the insane craziness, bullshit, crap, whatever you want to call this, that our country has experienced over the last couple of years probably propelled individuals faster to that decision?
I think without getting too crazy or political, we'll keep it pretty middle of the road here, but I think the pandemic made a lot of people really kind of reevaluate their lives and reevaluate what was important to them. And the things that were important to me were my kids and my wife and my happiness at the end of the day when I come home, you know, feeling like I contributed something, feeling like I did something that mattered.
Right.
Even if it's on a small scale, that to me is important. And I feel like I'm a much better husband.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And I think that, you know, if you have some type of not that you can't acquire a skill, because everyone has it, I believe.
Yeah, in start tomorrow. You can to get find a skill. Something.
Absolutely. But, you know, you being as artistic as you are, also, that was great. That's a good outlet. You know, it enabled you to feel confident in what you were doing, too.
Yeah. Well, right?
It's a big decision.
Well, I think an important thing is you may never feel confident in your skills, but you can always learn more, and you can always get better, and you can always... You know, I think that one of the biggest hurdles to me from leaving my job was, you know, am I good enough at this to make a living, or am I good at this to, you know, contribute towards my family and what we're trying to build there. And, you know, I'm still learning. Every job I have, everything that I do, I learn something new and I take something away from it that helps the next one be even better.
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, you're just, I like going down in Meridian. I like driving by Barclay. I love looking at your signage. And I think that you're going to continue to grow more and more and more.
Well, and I really like working with the smaller businesses. I like working with, you know, local business owners here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did some signage and stuff for a pretty large chain grocery store for a lot of years. And that was really nice. And it kind of helped me learn a lot of those skills.
Yeah.
But now I get a lot of joy out of, you know, helping other people who are starting their businesses. And, you know, if you're opening a storefront or opening a restaurant or something like that, I love to help those people kind of make their vision come to life.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it's a lot of, you know, this confidence in that, I think.
Are you maybe wanting to look for any kind of shop space?
Well, I will say I've been working out of my garage since I left my full-time job. And
well, low overhead.
That's nice. It's a little overhead, but you know, moving kids' bikes out of the way and Christmas totes and everything else out of the way every time I have to start a project.
Yeah.
And it's not heated in there. So this winter has been slow, but
good
eventually
things don't
I'll
come
be,
without pain.
Exactly. Eventually I'll probably be in my own kind of workshop space, and that I think will ramp up productivity a little bit.
Yeah. So like for you, for painting wise, you need something ventilated.
Yeah, ventilation is a big one. You know, I work with a lot of oil paints and a lot of enamel based paints and stuff, and paint thinners, and those will get you a little loopy headed.
I know you live in Meridian.
I do.
So are you looking for a shop space out that way, or are you wanting something?
I'm not too picky about it. Okay. You know, there's a couple things in the works. This year, I'll be working a lot more heavily with the Tree Fort Festival here in town. I'll be doing a lot of,
which is so good, because that's something you picked up this last year.
Yeah, I started doing it this last year, and then they approached me and said, "Hey, what about a more full-time job type thing for the next festival?" And they've actually offered me some shop space in their new place when they get it. And
okay, good.
That'll be really nice, and I think that'll be a lot of fun. You know, I get to kind of go see the festival and see some live music, and that'd be great.
Yeah, very good, very good. So, is there anything? I don't know. I'm thinking, like, for me, for both of my businesses in 2021, I mean, I had a lot of stuff. Well, the other thing, too, that I think that kept me out of the studio doing podcasting is September, October, November were extremely busy with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And you know this because you worked with me for Savory and Sweet, which, gosh, I appreciate you so much on that,
Well, that's another background I have, too, in, like, banquet serving.
Yes.
That's
you're amazing.
A lot of fun to me. I love, you know, I love going to parties, but not having to, like, mingle with everybody. Yeah. I get to stay on one side of the table.
Yeah, which is nice. But I had so many things that carried over from the 2020 crap or all the things that were canceled. And thankfully, I only had a handful that canceled, but I had a ton that pushed to 2021, so it wasn't like it was new income.
It was just kind of delayed
income, and so the people that wanted to get married in 2021, who are taking a year to plan, there wasn't a lot of availability with me anyways.
A lot of uncertainty.
And I know that happened with a lot of vendors, a lot of photographers, a lot of caterers, florists, where we didn't have these dates available. So for me, while I was still extremely grateful that no one canceled, it was kind of hard because I didn't drum up anything new.
Right, right.
You know, so you kind of get in a little like I don't know, yeah. end of year slump,
mm-hmm.
you know, and by the time yeah. it was that last one that we did in Garden Valley,
yeah,
you know, I was like, this is it. Thank God. And then I think I just zoned out.
That was a good one to end it in the season on, too.
It was. Yeah, that was a fun one.
Beautiful up there.
60 Chapel, such a great place to be at.
Yeah.
Those guys are such hustlers.
Yeah, they really. I'm glad that they are keeping that property as far as like managing it and yes. doing events there.
Yeah, you've gotten to know them, which is great.
Willie's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. I kind of took the opportunity this winter. In October, I had the first of two shoulder surgeries.
Yes, so you did.
I was like, well, it's going to get cold. You know, you can't really paint that much. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things slow down anyway. So
yeah,
October, I had a pretty major shoulder surgery that kept me out for a few months. And actually just this morning was my first kind of out back painting.
Oh, good.
Starting a new job. And that was really nice. It was really nice to kind of get back into the groove and just kind of get the paintbrush in your hand again and back at it, because ever since October, I've basically just been kind of laying low and I haven't taken on any new jobs or anything.
I know.
Like
I remember when you were telling us that you were going in for your surgeries, I was thinking, God, how many things do I need him to paint?
Get it done.
Before he was
now.
Done. let's get it done now. But, you know, I think with small businesses, especially like if you're, you know, you are the owner of your small business, not necessarily working for a small business, you have to start thinking like, I was already thinking in December. My mind, my wheels were already spinning. Yeah. What am I going to do for Salvage Sisters and Son?
Mm-hmm.
What am I bringing to the table for that to change it up for the new year?
Are you a big planner? Do you plan ahead
quite a bit? I don't know that I plan. Do you mean like plan as in like get out
of
the planner?
Not a New Year's resolutions kind of girl.
No, definitely not. No, though I have no premise at all that I would keep anything.
But you got some goals. I mean, you've got some things for 2022 that you want to do.
But I don't pin anything on myself heavy.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big weight to carry, I think.
It's fairly loose with me. But I I'm already thinking like in December, what am I going to be doing, especially for Savory and Sweet? You know, I feel like I need to always be a step or two ahead of, you know, whoever else is doing what I do in the Treasure Valley.
Right.
I'm always looking for something new and different. So
you've already started booking up the next year.
Yeah, I have. Yesterday alone, I booked 3 weddings, and that's amazing. So I'm extremely grateful. But I'm always, you know, I think when you own a small business, you got to be thinking of new.
Yeah.
New and different.
You know, a lot of people think that like, you know, leaving a full-time job, you know, at least maybe the perception is that like, oh, you're not going to be working as much, or
it's
so much more work. It's so
way
much more
work.
But you're working for you. You know, you're making goals for your own business and for your own ends. And
I mean, if you're sitting at home and you tell Jen, oh, I need to, it's 8:00 at night. Oh, I need to go out. I'm going to just go out and I've got this idea. I'm going to bust out the sign, and you take off. That's for you. It's your time. No one's sitting at home going, oh, I want to go to my office and bust out
it's a lot different because
spreadsheets for someone.
You don't have to clock in and then work 8 hours straight. It's like, you know, sometimes I'm sitting on the couch on my iPad, like coming up with a new logo for a business or coming up with, you know, some signage for a client. And, you know, I can kind of sit there and, you know, watch a show or listen to a podcast while I'm doing that. And that's a lot more pleasurable to me because I'm working on something that is going to give not only myself, you know, some gratification, but also I'm working for this small business that, you know, is really wanting to, you know, progress and move themselves forward.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And, you know, I think for me, because I know that I'm at least maybe 20 years old.
Oh, you don't have to put numbers on things.
Well, I'm older than you. We'll just put it there. Well, I'm older than you, and I'm much older than see, hear that, Ed? Wiser. I definitely, the people that I cross paths with in the industries, maybe not so much for the junking, but for what I do for Savory and Sweet, the crowd that I intermix with is much younger than me.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably even feel that, even like when we go to do an event, you're like,
well,
the other people, like the photographers, the florists, they're young.
There's a lot of people, you know, a lot of people that I know that are, you know, I guess, quote unquote, more established in their businesses than I am. And they're, you know, I've got 10 years on them.
Right.
You know, and that's.
Well, that's because maybe they didn't start, like, look at Eric. Yeah. He's never worked well. He might talk about his stint at.
We worked at the Boise Co-op for a long time together.
But I went, yeah. You know, he's never experienced corporate type for a long stint of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, these kids are, they're kids to me. They could literally be my children.
Yeah.
on their age.
But they're killing it though. They're, I mean, we see it. A lot of these, you know, wedding planners and wedding photographers, yes, that you deal with and work with, and
yeah.
I mean, they're just doing an amazing job, and you know, where would we be without them?
Oh, well, I wouldn't. And that's why I was thinking I really would like to shout out a few right now if I can, like, so Arch and Inc. Jody, the owner of Arch and Inc., she's right down the street from me on Broadway. Mm-hmm. She did my eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
So eyebrows are a big thing for women.
Looking great, by the way.
Thank you. And, I never, ever in my life, I mean, I was penciling in the eyebrows and doing all that thing, and it takes time. I'm not much on beauty, like, products. I don't wear a lot of makeup. Yeah. I don't
even like getting a haircut. You can tell right now.
Yeah, I mean, I have short hair, so I kind of have to. Like, I have a haircut tomorrow with Aaron, but nonetheless, I just am not, like, into the whole beauty scene, but I made the leap to go ahead and invest in my eyebrows, mm-hmm, just because that's time-consuming to me.
Yeah.
I don't like to waste time. I just want to get up and go, like, pick. I want to get up and I bust out some charcuterie boards if I have to. So, Jody, shout out to her at Arch and Inc. Looking for someone to do your eyebrows or facials, her. Also, my friend Letitia, who owns No Filter Aesthetics.
Oh, yeah.
She's in Meridian. She's really good. She's super hot in what she does. And then Annie, who owns Skin Owl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's in Bound Crossing.
Yeah.
She's great. And all three of those women have used me consistently for all of their events and different things. They like to come in my shop and shop, too.
That's one of the great things I've noticed about living here in Boise for the last five, six years or so. You know, there's a lot of reciprocal business that goes back and forth. You know, you might go to somebody's business and then you shout them out and then you end up working with them in the future. And
who cares if it's just recycling dollars through the businesses?
I think it's more about promoting each other.
It is.
Yeah, that's the vibe I get here.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, Jody is so good about Arch and Inc. She did, like, a couple of pop-ups and she sources out other little small businesses. I think for the most part, they're all women owned.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to find small businesses ran by men.
Well, that's okay. I mean, because most of the big businnesses are ran by men and we have enough of those.
We have enough of that. Oh, gosh, Jay, that's great. Okay.
Hey, I'm a father of two daughters. You know, I'm down for the
matriarchy of the future.
Come on.
But I mean, I think of small businesses, the men that I know that own small businesses, you, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Ward Hooper.
Lucas. Earl
Lucas.
On the podcast.
He's been on here for Push and Pour. Yeah. And then Will. My friend Will. Flowers at Will.
Oh, yeah.
Who I will get that little
sucker. He's got
it.
Come on here. Come on, Will. God, don't be scared.
We're just talking.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's not a lot in the industry for Savory and Sweet that I work with that are male owned.
Yeah.
On the picking side.
I think it's in a healthy place. You know, I think that as far as, like, small businesses go, there's a lot of really inspired women. And I think for generations, you know, women have kind of felt like they have to, you know, take the passenger seat a little bit. And it's really nice to see all these people. You know, I know a lot of, you know, photographers and wedding planners and young women, and then they're killing it. They're doing such a good job because they have such, like, an eye for creativity and an eye for, you know, an aesthetic that
That's not to say there's not room for men to get out there and
no,
and
we're
do
still out
business.
There.
They're
we're
still out there.
But an equal share would
I think
be
great. I think it's just maybe a little on that front of small businesses, maybe it's just a little slower pace for men.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a different mindset too.
For sure. I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, my husband has a great job. He is a facilities manager for all of the CapEd credit unions, and he loves his job.
Yeah.
While I don't think I know for sure, he's always kind of thought in the back of his head, I'd love to, you know, be my own boss and have my own, like, construction company or something like that. It's, I think it's harder, I guess, just for men just to take off, to bite that off. Well, I know it was a difficult decision for you.
Well, I think
you
that, angst you know, about maybe that a little bit. Not to, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to try to tread water lightly here, but I think that for men, you know, our original instinct is that we have to be bringing support. In the bread. We got to bring in the money and that sort of thing. And, you know, a lot of times our personal happiness, our personal goals kind of take a backseat to that. You know, I see a lot of these, you know, newer businesses and smaller businesses that are run by women and I'm down for it. I'm here for it. I love it.
Yeah. I think that's great. That's really, really
good.
But
I think it's a mental thing for us guys. You know, it's really hard to kind of leave behind a steady, solid paycheck if you know that you're going to be miserable. And that was my biggest thing is, you know, I could do this forever but I would never be happy doing it.
Well, and you definitely cannot sacrifice happiness.
No.
For monetary.
Well, because your kids will pay the price. Your relationships will pay the price.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I didn't become my own boss because I didn't enjoy engineering.
Right.
For me, I think as I said in that podcast, it was, you know, Ed was gone in Afghanistan with the Air Force. Mm-hmm. I was back here in the States trying to juggle the four kids and all of their milestones. And it became, for me, it was a time management issue of I can't continue to come to Northrop Grumman every single day, deal with the stresses and the, you know, the emotions of all the gates that the kids were going through.
Right, right.
You know, so for me it was, okay, now's the time. I'm going to take charge of my own time.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's about time, emotion, monetary, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, do you find, I know, you know, with curating Boise, like one of the goals is to kind of shout out to the people who are doing that, kind of doing their own thing, have left the normal, I guess, quote unquote, jobs.
Yeah.
Is that kind of a goal of yours to kind of focus on some more, you know, women-owned businesses? And
I don't know if it's specifically women-owned.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to get our pal Jeff Burchard on here because
he's a wizard.
He's a crazy wizard with repairs.
Yeah.
He's also, is there a word for leather work? What do you call that person?
Don't put me on the spot here. There's a word for it.
You work with leather, so maybe shoot me a DM.
He's great with it.
Slide into the DM on Salvage Sisters and Son and let me know if you're a leather person. Work with leather.
I don't have the patience to deal with like sewing machines and repairs and alterations and that sort of thing. But that guy, Jeff Burchard.
No, Jeff Burchard.
You're a legend,
dude. I've got him slated, so he's on.
And period correct stuff too. I mean, if you've got a 1920s, 1930s shirt or pair of jeans, like he'll find something that matches.
Well, so here's the thing. I don't want to shout out Jeff too much.
We can do it. We can shout out Jeff.
That happened with Eli, and now Eli no longer has time for the small folk like
well,
me.
Well, that's kind of the goal, right?
Well, it is and it
a little
isn't.
Bit.
Like you kind of want like, you know, you want to have your little, you like your little gold mines. You like being able to slide your stuff into the people that, you know, have the craft.
Right. I'll do coffee shops and little restaurants and bars all over the place, but you'll never catch me doing signs for McDonald's or Walmart.
Gosh. If I ever see your ladder out there, I'm pulling that ladder out from under you.
They'd have to pay a lot.
Rightly so.
Yeah. My
you'll
quotes
pay me to
would
do
be
that.
Going up.
Yeah.
For sure.
No kidding. But no, I mean, I think, you know, Jeff's going to be on I would love to still get Eli Curtis on here. Mm-hmm. I think he's a little shy. I respect that.
Yeah. Well, the podcast is kind of a weird,
you know, but it's
form.
Just, you know, I think people think that, oh my gosh, I'm on a podcast. I got to like talk, but it's honestly, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I never ever thought I would do a podcast.
No, but the people at Speak Boise have made it,
they
so,
make it
comfortable,
so comfortable.
And it's, I mean, we're sitting here on couches and comfy chairs with you know, a drink in hand and we're just relaxing. We're
so
just
I'm all about the small, but I'm going to have to shout out, I think, Natalie Plummer, Hello Meridian.
Yeah.
She just did a 1 year, she did a Instagram post for 1 year. Shout out to Speak Studios.
Yeah.
Or Speak Boise. I'm not going to say, is it?
Speak Boise.
Travis, chime in.
About
I know
what?
You guys. I know you guys did some like recrafting of the name.
Oh yeah. We just changed our name to SB Studios. Okay. So it still has kind of the Speak Boise tie-in in there, but okay. the whole goal of that was just kind of to officially separate from the Spokane company and everything. And
right. Okay. Nice. So SB get our own brand. Studios.
SB Studios.
SB Studios. So, you know, Natalie was, I think.
Shout out Hello Meridian.
Yeah.
They're well, killing it out there. I mean, Meridian is going to blow
Hello
up
Meridian, yes. She has managed to filter her way into Boise. So now we've got, okay. you know, and that's okay. But as a Boisean, you know, Boiseans.
I always feel it pretty funny that you find Meridian so far away.
I really fucking do.
It's 10, 15 minutes down the road. It's just down the road.
I don't know. You live in Southeast. You live in the North End. Everything's far. I mean, even the bench is far. Jeez, I'll go up there to Alpenhaus and grab a Veltins on tap if I can. Yeah. But anyway, Natalie, you know, she was one of the first, I think, 50, right, Travis? We were like in the first like hub of the ones to snag a podcast, and she's done really good. She's got, you know, Boise Bubble. That's her podcast. So if you want to learn about the Boise Bubble or anything like that, give them a follow. Yeah. I don't have an Instagram for curating Boise. I've already got two. Yeah. I can't
That's a lot to manage
anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. I even have a hard time finding which do I post to my personal account and which do I post to my painting account. Like, people who I paint for don't necessarily want to see like goofy kid pictures, but
yeah, no, I know.
But you know, the way the valley's growing, the Boise and Meridian and everywhere, there's so much growth coming in. And I think that it's great for people who have small businesses, because the vibe here in Boise and the Treasure Valley in general, it's very, very friendly towards small businesses, and it's very, very friendly towards people who are trying to make their own way and do their own thing.
And I think that's really what Curating Boise for me was about, is small business. Well, so I have this thing about small business.
Well, yeah, what's small? What is small?
Well, I mean, to me, I mean, okay, it's cool that you like do stuff, that you make stuff and you have an Etsy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a fine line between hobby and business.
So for me, business, well, I don't want to get into anything political and all that kind of bullshit, but, you know, if you have a business, obviously you pay taxes.
Yeah.
Right? You do it the right way. You have a business license, da-da-da-da.
We'll come after if you don't.
Right. I mean, no one wants to get in trouble. So for me, when I think of small business, Curating Boise, it is those, it's like Garden City Projects. It's like Rawhide Cycles. It's Painted by Jay. It's Hand Painted.
Whatever.
Whatever.
All of it.
It's Bill's. It's Salvage Sisters and Son. I don't know if Skin Owl is a small business. She's huge.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But she's I think, small enough. Yeah. She's in Bound. She's got a small storefront.
There's a large, you know, variance of scale, I think, in small business.
Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Flower Farm Boise, Flowers at Will. Those are all small businesses.
Yeah.
But they also contribute back to the community via free products for auctions or
just making our city a cool place to live.
Yeah.
You know?
But I still think that you have to, for me, my line is still just paying your dues. I don't know how to say it.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there that are just getting started, right, with their small business, or just opening up their first storefront.
And I love that. And I would love to be able to talk to those people, but I also want to make sure that they're
how many
it
of those places are
right
going to
way
last in four, 3 or 4
Correct.
Years, you know?
You know, so, you know, we've got so many of these great places here in town, and people that want to start, and gosh, if you're cool and you offer something that's
Boise's
really
a place
to
that's going
Boise
to
cooler
welcome you. You know, Boise's it's a city and a place that's going to welcome you with open arms, and it's going to, you're going to meet the, you know, I never knew if I would ever make it painting signs and doing
and
menu boards and signage and stuff. And, you know, it's just one of those things that you meet different people in different industries and make connections, and the connections here are just
and
insane.
The one thing that we were saying at lunch, though, was that, at least I did, I think Eric echoed, is since you're not doing that job anymore, you don't have our scout out there.
I'm not driving the truck
around
the town.
The truck around. Yeah. So
taking
Jay
pictures
would,
of old barns.
Jay would drive the truck around, and he'd be like, guys, there's this cool abandoned barn or this place is going up for sale and it looks like there's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But now I have more time to actually join you
That's
on those
true.
Places.
I know.
Now that, I don't just have to like look like, at them and show you.
You like staked it out and then we'd show up and then you'd have me like, I got to go.
I mean, I'll go stake them out too. I like driving around.
That's great. Yeah. I love that. Okay. So I'm looking at the time. We've got, we'll just say 5 minutes. What's the one thing that, give me one thing you definitely want to accomplish this year.
You know, my girls are, I've got twin girls and they're 8 years old. So that's still my full-time job and just being present and there for them. But as far as my painting business goes and everything else. There's a lot of techniques I still need to learn. There's a lot of things I want to go, you know, coming out of shoulder surgery. I just want to, I want to do as much as I can right now. I want to, you know.
You just want to hit it running.
Yeah, just hit it running. You know, I spent the last few months kind of like in the house recuperating. Yeah. And now I just want to get back out there and I want to paint the town.
I want to paint the town. I love that. Yeah. Paint the town. So tell me, let's say it again. Where can they find you?
Painted.j on Instagram is kind of my one place for all of the stuff I've done. I'm not the greatest at posting consistently of things I do, and some of the things I do I don't post on there, but I should. I need to get better at it, and that's one of the growth places, you know, growth areas that
so maybe improve on that. That's another area.
Social media, making connections and that sort of thing. Yeah
Good.
What about you? What do you want to do this 2022?
Geez, well, I think for 2022, I think for Savory and Sweet, I've battled this a lot in my own head. I want to be able, to offer walk-in. I want to be able to have availability for people to come in and like scoop up a board or not a board, but a box.
More ready to go kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I know.
I mean, there's been a lot of times in this last couple of months where I'm like, I'm going to go to the park. I would love to just pick up a quick like charcuterie.
Yes, I know. So that's where I want to be.
Yeah.
But some other things might have to give. And I did put that out on their Instagram. And I don't think I can give up doing grazing tables.
Yeah.
That's a good thing for me to have. But I will get there.
Yeah.
It is my goal. I will. I'm looking for a fridge to have out in the storefront.
Okay.
For Savory and Sweet so that I can create boxes early in the morning.
Yeah.
And have them available for people. So that's the goal there. As far as Salvage Sisters and Son, I am going to come hell or high water. I'm going to be doing a trip to the East Coast.
Yeah.
I don't know if my pal Eric and I are going to be doing Brimfield together or not. That's in May. We've talked about it. We haven't set anything in stone, but I'm going to pick the East Coast.
Okay. A lot of history out there.
Yeah. I'm staying away from Texas. Everyone does Texas.
Yeah. Texas. I was born in Dallas. Don't go there.
Yeah. So I'm going to hit the East Coast. I'm going to pick and I'm going to drive a fucking truck back.
Nice.
And have some good shit.
Fill it up and bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways,
I'm excited for 2022, to be honest. I think that it's going to be, I mean,
what's with the 2022? I don't get that. 2022. I don't understand
that. 2022 years from the birth of Jesus, or
is that what it is?
Or if you want to do Common Era, instead of AD, it's up to you.
Oh, is that what it is?
2022 years, or the start of the Gregorian calendar?
Shit, well, I thought it was even more basic than that. Like people,
are you talking about like what's with
2022? Yeah.
Oh, because it's like 2020 all over again. Because we're not out of COVID yet. We're still here. It's still a mess. We're trying. But I think we have some challenges ahead of us, you know, with the new year. And I think we have got some hurdles. But I think that this last year has made, like we said, made everybody kind of reevaluate their priorities and reevaluate what they want out of life. And
appreciate.
If you're a small business in Boise, go get it.
Oh, goddamn. For
Let's
sure.
Go.
Yes. And if you are a small business and, you know, I don't know if you think you curate Boise, give me a shout out somewhere. I mean, I do my own digging and I find the things that, you know, I want to have on here, but I'm always open.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, everyone out there.
Let's make Boise a cool place.
Shit. Stay cool.
Keep it a cool place.
Keep drinking beer. Throw a bourbon in there every now and then.
Well, I hope we get to do this a lot more.
We will, Jay.
Yeah.
For sure. I enjoy this.
Hope we can make our schedules work and I can join
Lunch,
you in these podcasts.
Beer.
Yeah. I'm down for it.
Hell. Love you, pal.
Speaking of beer really quick, something cool that happened was one of your podcast guests. Is it Dreyfus or Drewfus?
Yeah, Dreyfus, Ashley.
But she won the PBR thing.
Yep.
She sure did.
She won the PBR. It's kind of cool, like going contest.
And, yeah, going to the gas station, you buy like a six pack of PBR and you're like, hey, that's cool. Boise local stuff. Like, yeah. It's
kind of
cool.
Oh my gosh,
and
it's amazing.
Speaking of Ashley Dreyfus, she's actually going to be one of the judges for next year's Art Can competition.
Hell
so if you're an artist, get your art out there. Go to PBR. Get your art out there. Ashley Dreyfus is going to be one of the judges. She's got an amazing eye for creativity. She's got an amazing eye for positivity and optimism.
She's always about be kind.
She's a voice here in Boise. She curates Boise art.
She is. And you know what? Skip back to that episode and check it out, because she did talk a lot about her art and how she got started. She's great. I know that Eric was out picking on a road trip over, and he found one of her cans in an abandoned barn, which
means there's some new kids partying out in the barn.
Absolutely.
But that's okay, too. That's Idaho.
And fuck, man, I love PBR.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, go for it.
All right. I do. All right. Love you guys. Hey, thanks for listening to Curating Boise, and continue, because I've got some great episodes coming up.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Thanks. Hey, thanks everyone for tuning in. Hope you guys like what you heard. If you want to listen to more episodes, please subscribe and give us a 5-star review. To see how I'm doing my part in curating Boise, check out my Instagrams at SavoryN, that's the letter N, Sweet Ink, and at Salvage Sisters and Son. Tune in next week.